First Lady Laura Bush spent 3 days on the West Coast this past week. She was promoting her initiative to help America's youth, especially young men. NPR's David Green traveled with Mrs. Bush and sent this report.
The trip began with two planes parked on a tarmac in Waco, Texas. Air Force One and a smaller 757 called Bright Star. That's the military name for any Air Force jet that has the First Lady on board, but not the President. Mrs. Bush kissed her husband goodbye and boarded her plane. It would be her longest solo trip yet to promote what has become the hallmark of her second term, an initiative to help keep young men out of gangs and away from high-risk behavior. Like her husband, Mrs. Bush has to start thinking about the legacy she'll leave when her time in office ends, and she's begun to raise her profile. The first stop in Los Angeles was The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
My first guest is the First Lady of the United States of America. How cool is that? It's an honor and a privilege to have her here. Please welcome Mrs. Laura Bush.
The Leno appearance showcased the First Lady as she's been portrayed in the media. Quiet, demure, intensely private. But as Leno noted, Americans have liked what they have seen of Laura Bush.
Now, I was just checking something. You have an 85% approval rating, which is higher than I think any politician has ever had. Did you watch the polls? Do you look at
no.
those things?
No, probably, I don't really look
probably
at the
polls.
I mean, of course, I look at my husband's polls.
Yeah.
Not really.
But do you ever go, nyeh, nyeh, my polls are higher than your polls?
No, but I might do that.
Oh, that would be good.
That night, Mrs. Bush stayed at the Regent Beverly Wilshire, overlooking legendary Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, where the lobby bar is known for its music. And Mrs. Bush got to relax in the late evening, chatting with organizers of one of the programs she visited and sipping white wine. But in the morning, she saw another part of L.A. The First Lady's entourage went to a downtown industrial neighborhood to visit Homeboy Industries. It's a program to help former gang members find jobs and a better life. She was greeted by 19-year-old Simon Munoz. He's been in and out of prison since he was 11.
The robberies were because I was all into drugs and all of that. But the attempted and murder and all of that, yeah, it was gang related. Well, but I don't associate with them no more. But I'm still from it. I never got out of it.
Mrs. Bush heard from Munoz as well as from a handful of others, some with gang tattoos covering their bodies. Most of the meeting was off-limits to cameras and microphones. At one point, Mrs. Bush asked 31-year-old Alex Zamudio if anyone could have kept him out of gangs. Zamudio said it was just a way of life in his neighborhood, adding that he had been shot in the face when he was 13. After an hour or so at Homeboy Industries, Mrs. Bush took her leave.
Okay, I'll be thinking about y'all. Write me a letter and tell me how you're doing.
Oh, for sure, ma'am.
Keeping up with her schedule, the next day Mrs. Bush was in the San Francisco Bay Area visiting a middle school in Alameda, where the former school librarian was in her element. One student asked what she used to teach back in Texas.
So I taught every subject, but reading was my best. I was not a very good math teacher, and I think that's kind of a problem in elementary school, is a lot of, especially women teachers, are great in language arts and not so great in math.
Later, the First Lady said she didn't mean to suggest that women weren't as good at teaching math as men. She said many female teachers, like herself, entered the profession because of an interest in reading, and math was a secondary interest. The First Lady does not want to be misunderstood. Lewis Gould is editing a series of biographies of the First Ladies. Gould, a retired teacher of history at the University of Texas, says Mrs. Bush's window for defining her legacy is narrowing. And he predicts that if her time at the White House ended now, historians wouldn't put her at the head of the class.
I think my fellow historians tend to like people who do things just because it makes it easier to write about them. And so activists like Lady Bird Johnson and Eleanor Roosevelt do better than the sort of Bess Truman, Mamie Eisenhower, even Barbara Bush varieties of things. But it's hard to say. You'd have to tell me who will be the next First Lady before I'd really be able to say with some degree of certainty how Laura Bush will be rated.
On her long flight back to Washington, the First Lady invited reporters into her cabin for 25 minutes. It's a small space in front of the plane with a sofa bed, a table, and flat-screen television tuned to Fox News. She said she had read a story in the New York Times magazine last summer that sparked her interest in helping young men avoid gangs and drugs. She said she discussed it with her husband.
Yeah, he heard me talk about it actually several times during the end of the campaign in interviews when people would ask me what I wanted to work on in the second term, if we got a second term.
The president had his speechwriters put the program in his State of the Union address, and Mrs. Bush took it from there.
I have more of a forum because people know me better than they did when I started. People are more interested in what I have to say than they were when we started. You know, I mean, I really wasn't even on the radar screen, I think, until after September 11th.
Laura Bush said she would continue with her new cause in the months to come. She plans to convene a conference this fall, perhaps bringing to Washington many of the people she met in Los Angeles. David Green, NPR News.